Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host, as you guys already know this. And so hopefully if you're driving somewhere this morning, Sunday morning, if you're on the way to the golf course, please be careful, stay in the short stuff, and enjoy your weekend. As you guys know, we're here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9. And also, don't forget, you can go on your smartphone and go to hawaiistreams.tv and you can listen to it live. Or you can go to our website, generations808.com, and listen to all our past podcasts. It's very valuable. When you look for, title of the show, topic of the show that's important to you and your family, and go back and listen to it. If you miss a phone number or address or specific information, that's the best thing to do. That's actually what most people do. So thank you very much for tuning in. You may have seen these commercials around town. Very well done. And now I know why they're so good, because our guest here, Ms. Norma Kopp. Welcome to the show, Norma.
Aloha, Percy. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty involved. I actually DVR every TV news channel every day. I usually tape the nighttime news. I do channel surf quite a bit. I have a home office, but I do watch all the commercials, and I'm not usually working. My TV is off to the side, and I hear something up, SMP or CM Medicare Patrol or anything regarding Medicare. My ears perk up, and I go, uh-huh. Oh. And you guys have done a fantastic. I got to give you kudos. You guys have done a fantastic job with your commercials, and now I know why. Your background in media.
Well, thank you, Percy. I think, you know, we always go back to the questions, so what, big deal, who cares, what's in it for me? And with that point of view, we want to make sure that the things that we produce is all from the heart, that it is kino ole, where we're trying to do it the first time right for the right audience, the right time, the right setting, the right reason, the right motive. And with that said, we always feel that our best spokespeople are really our volunteers. In fact, I wish we had some today, but you know, I'll do my best to speak on behalf of them. But it truly is feeling like a movement, not just a program.
Yeah, and I've been saying this for years when I started getting involved with seniors 20 years ago and took over the magazine nearly 12 years ago, is that we got to get people mobilized, got to get TV channels, radio channels, magazines, everybody, events, to really start talking about. So anyway, let's back up. Mm-hmm. Explain what division you work at, because your Department of Health, mm-hmm. Office on Aging, and now senior. So kind of explain that, okay. that level of the tiers of your position.
Well, now because of COVID-19, I think everybody and then their uncles and aunts know what the State Department of Health is and what we do.
You sure do.
So with that, we have so many divisions. And what we have under the DOH is the Executive Office on Aging. And as you know, and some of our listeners know, we are the lead agency to coordinate, implement, monitor, evaluate, and all that when it comes to supports and services for our elders.
And
now we're talking
wide.
About, this is throughout the state. So from Haena Beach Park all the way down to Hilo. So we're looking at how to deliver the goods and services, and also to continue to work with our different contractors and agencies and people, and making sure that our elders, our kupuna, are taken care of. So that behooves our elders to know a little bit about us in a way that we can help to advocate for them. And this is where our baby boomers, our caregivers, even their children and grandchildren come into play, because it is such a personal, such a family matter when it comes to the aging process. No one person is excluded. So we want to make sure we're doing the right job the first time. So with that, the EOA, or again, the Executive Office on Aging, has various sections. And the Senior Medicare Patrol, SMP Hawaii program, is administered through our section called the Advocacy, Education, and Outreach section. And our supervisor is Lani Sakamoto, who leads and manages four programs. We just happen to be one of the four programs under AEOS.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so in the public, when they see the commercial, they see the the letter is SMP.
Correct.
Can you explain really SMP and why did you get involved in this? Because I ask that all the time. Why did you get involved with aging? Because that is a specific demographic, specific, you know, industry, community, and it really takes, and you guys have done a fantastic job.
Thank you.
It really takes a lot of heart to really commit yourself to this industry.
Yeah, you know, having been in the media and in private everything, you know you can get paid a lot more, but at the end of the day, I'm getting older. And so one of the incentives of working for the EOA and with the EOA is that I'm right in the heartbeat of anything to do with growing older. And
yep.
So this health plan is not an entitlement. It can be dissipated in many, many months, if years. And, you know, people have been sort of stabbing at, you know, when does this become history. So Medicare, we want to protect the integrity of it. So going back to your question, you hit it right on the nose when you talked about mobilizing people and entities. So we're very intentional with SMP Hawaii. It stands for Senior Medicare Patrol. We are federally funded, and you've heard of the Department of Health and Human Services that sits atop Washington, D.C., the entity that grants us five-year funding sources is called the Administration for Community Living, ACL.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so ACL, we submit an application every 5 years. Next year, Percy, will be our 25th anniversary in Hawaii. We started in 97. We are part of 54 chapters across America, as well as the U.S. territories of Guam, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and of course, District of Columbia, which is not a territory, but it is part of the nation. So we are in 54 places. And what that means for me is that I've got 53 other peers that I can pick brains on and just see what best practices there are. But then again, when it comes to Kinoʻole and making things right for Hawaii, it's really about the relationship. So whether it's our volunteers, whether it's their families who are helping support their volunteer program, or it's Kupuna, or it's the bank tellers, right? Or
absolutely,
APS staff over, you know, with scams and frauds. We want to make sure that everybody matters and that we respect them. And I think that's why S&P is on such an upswing trajectory, is because it is genuine, it is earnest, and it is about self-respect before we can move forward with respecting others. And in terms of partnerships, you'll have Hawaii SHIP, Long-Term Care Ombudsman, others that... other programs that are part of the EOA through DOH. It really is about collaborating within before we go out.
Yeah. And it's so important today, because Medicare has been around for a while. They knew with the added program, I believe it was early to mid 2000s. I think you saw the drug program come involved. We saw private entities selling Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen all the changes. I've been doing this 20 years, and I've seen the changes. And your Senior Medicare Patrol is so important right now with the scams,
right?
With needing help. Plans change every year, more so on the neighbor islands, by the way. And it's just so important what you guys do. But how bad do you think, can you ask that question, how bad that problem is, or do you see it getting worse?
Just in Medicare alone, and again, to contextualize, sort of frame this discussion that we're going into, the mission of SMP, which we were called Sage Watch.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right? So
I remember that.
We're going way back. Senior Medicare Patrol is about assisting and empowering beneficiaries, their families, and caregivers. So that's about everybody. To prevent, detect, and report healthcare fraud, errors, and abuse through outreach, through counseling, through education. So we give very definitive meaning to these three things: fraud, errors, and abuse. So to answer your question about, you know, how extensive is this problem, if we were to just use the slang term scams to sort of describe all three of those branches of very, very terrible wrongdoing to our kupuna, you're going to find that, especially with COVID, people are isolated, people are wanting to be reached to, be contacted. And so there are a lot of kupuna who are on YouTube, and they're learning that that may not always be a good thing. When the phone rings, they are wanting to talk to someone. And we've had incidents where people call and go, oh man, I think I've been scammed. I gave away my Medicare number thinking that this guy was from the doctor's office, or, these imposters are in a multi-billion dollar industry. So with that, plus the part of the equation is that in Hawaii alone, 1 in 4 people since 2020, 2 years ago or 1 year ago, 1 in 4 are 60 years or older. So this is a hotbed to make a hot mess of people's savings, hard-earned reputation. And when we talk about it amongst our volunteers, it really is about, call it what you want, it is really about people's legacy. And when we talk about that, it hits the marrow. It hits the eyeball of people. Oh my gosh. And so we have to quickly address the issue. And thankfully, we have different partners. We have our back numbers to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. When we talk to people at Medicare, we can actually help people get their cards replaced, get rid of the old number. We talk through with presentations on techniques on how to basically, let's cut to the chase here, hang up. Because no government agency will call you and try to confirm your Medicare number. But what we do also too, Percy, is we love this other side of the job too. And that is we are a referral agency for other scams. So for example, the Hawaii Department of the Attorney General, the Hawaii Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, the Hawaii Department of Public Safety, specifically narcotics. We work together almost every month and we give referrals to each other so that we're giving people the right entity. And when we do that, I encourage our trained counselors who are volunteers, when you pass on a message, please be sure that Kupuna doesn't have to repeat their whole story or incident with that other agency. Let's give the agency staff as much context, as much information so that the Kupuna, when they do get reached, when they do get called back, that they can continue with the issue. That way they save time. Because for us, time is money, money is time. So we do that. So we are not only just the state go-to source for fraud and errors and abuse when it comes to healthcare issues, we are also a referral agency to other things. For example, got a call a couple of months ago, a woman really distraught, really frustrated, saying to me, I can't even talk to my mom. My mom is so upset with me. I walked in, I found her writing a check, and I said, what are you doing? And she's like, never mind, it's none of your business. But her behavior changed over 3 months. And so this was like, I couldn't take it anymore, Norma. So I found out she was writing a check for $80,000. And I said, what are you doing, mom? And she's like, "Never, it's none of your business. I found out, Norma, that she's falling in love with someone apparently from Seoul, Korea, who says he's going to set up his new doctor practice and needed help. And then I find out she wrote 2 previous checks for first $50,000 and then $80,000. And then now the third one was for $130,000. So $260,000. So, of course, we're having to contact the FBI. We're having to call police. And now, again, with Kupuna, it's like, will they cooperate with us? So in Hawaii, we come from the immigrant story, right? Some of us are native Hawaiians. But culturally speaking, and I'm from Wailua, North Shore, I can attest to this. There's a thing about saving face. There's a thing about shame. There's a thing about, I don't want my family to scold me because, I have that little room in the corner and that's my room. I hope they don't kick me out because I just lost all this money. There is so much guilt that I want everyone who's listening today to realize this isn't just about you. This is really about your ohana. This is about your legacy. All the things you worked hard for, just give us a call. Let us just speak with you. Let us just hear your story and realize you're not alone. You are so not alone. And that's why we're here. We've been here almost 25 years next June.
Yeah. So we're here with Norma Kopp from the Senior Medicare Patrol. If you're trying to Google that, if you type in SMP, that's really not going to get directly to them. If you type in Senior Medicare Patrol, that's not going to really get to them. You got to go to, what's the best way to Google it? You probably have to go with State of Hawaii Senior Medicare Patrol.
Right. I think the best is just go to our website, if you don't mind, Percy.
Yeah.
We don't say www. Dot anymore, but I will do that for the audience here. www.smp, as in Sunday, Monday Police, so Senior Medicare Patrol, Hawaii, no space, so Hawaii is spelled out, .org. I'll say it again, smphawaii.org. And in that website, you'll find incredible information, real stuff you can use, some edited recordings of things that we train our volunteers for that we welcome the public to learn about. And you're going to get immediate contact by these presenters. We just had Better Business Bureau of Hawaii, Roseanne Freitas. We also had Timothy Tate, the deputy prosecuting attorney for everything Medicaid scam. Anything Medicaid scam falls under him. He was kind enough to spend, 50 minutes with us, and that was wonderful. We just had Laurie Adamczyk, an elder law attorney, talk about the things that we all need to break the ice on and have conversations with our families and making sure that we're all doing our part to protect our family name, our legacy. So, okay.
smphawaii.org. Very easy, guys.
Yes.
Type it in there. And where are the videos? I'm actually on a website right now.
So our videos are on the bottom of the homepage. You'll see.
Okay, on the bottom.
So go down to the bottom.
Okay.
There, and you'll see, right?
Oh, I see. So if you scroll down about three-quarters of the way down, look under featured news, and you'll see all the videos right there.
And
this is great, Norma.
On the bottom, I always say go by the coffee cup because we all kind of like our coffee. So right there is
on the
link.
Bottom of the joint, you can join the mailing list?
Well, that, but and then you can see a link called Hawaii's Fraud Prevention and Resource Guide. So is the online version of about 150 pages. This is, I'm holding in my hand for you viewers, our listeners, hard copy for Percy to see.
Oh, yeah.
And
nice.
It's a third edition. And in the back, besides all the different types of scams that you'll probably deal with, we have a bunch of resources that go from private, local, state, and federal and national. And I have used several of these resources. For example, your cell phone. If you want to stop the unwanted calls, just go to Do Not Call Registry and get your phone registered.
Yep. Very easy, guys. I did that.
It doesn't work
for myself. I did it for myself, my wife, and my son. Because I get about 75 to 100 emails a day, if not more. I get about 50 texts a day.
Oh,
I get about another 50 phone calls a day, but that thing is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not foolproof, so you got to do it every 3-4 months. But what I want you folks all to understand is when it comes to scams, which is the slang term for fraud, errors, and abuse, errors might be unintentional, right? Abuse is maybe episodic, once in a while, but there's no criminal intent there. It's the fraud that is tied to criminal intent. Whatever that is in the beef stew, whether it's the potatoes, carrots, or the bell peppers, they all can be pretty harmful. And so what we want to tell people is this industry of losing Medicare, it's hard to measure, but right now the modest figure is about $70 to $90 billion a year just on Medicare. And so what we just want you to know is this is not unusual for you to just feel like you've been singled out. No. You are part of a statistic they want to draw up. They work in teams. Just on durable medical equipment alone, there are the field operators that are housed in a warehouse. There are people that take the calls, the telecommunicators. There's the telemarketers. There's also, unfortunately, healthcare practitioners like physicians who want to risk the loss of their licensure. But they're all... they're all scheming to get you to get that leg brace, and you're not going to notice it. You didn't ask for it. It might end up on your Medicare summary notice, and you don't even pay attention. So that's why we train people on how to prevent all this, detect all this on your notices, your eligibility of benefits, and all those quarterly statements. We encourage people to get their online account on mymedicare.gov so that they can get their statements on demand.
They can get it on demand?
That's what our volunteers do. They don't wait for 90 days. So prevent, detect, and then report it. So we always say that, you know, we may not be the first person or group to contact us for any possible scams. That's fine. If you want to talk to your healthcare practitioner, your internist, what have you, if you want to talk to your health plan, HMSA, United Healthcare, whatever, you know, that's fine. But when you do reach us, because perhaps you're not satisfied with whatever answers or situation you're getting, then give us a call and please have your documentation ready, because we'll probably ask you, what does your MSN, your Medicare summary notice say? What's your EOB say? And we will walk you through the steps. We've had situations where we've even set up a Zoom a meeting with people who call in on our helpline. So, yeah, we
what is that helpline, by the way? We'll once again, look, guys, later on in the show. Yeah, what's the best number to reach you guys at?
808-586-7281. 808-586-7281. I know I'm going a little fast, but you can visit us on our website.
Yeah.
However, for toll-free, a lot of you guys have our cell phones, but our toll-free number is 1-800-296-9422. 296-9422. We have trained counselors every day designated to one day or 2 days.
Saturdays and Sundays?
Saturdays, Sundays. And you can leave a message and they will call you back within 24 to 48 hours and talk live with you, hopefully, right? And then after the issue is resolved or addressed, we really work hard to check back with you folks in about a week or two, just to see how you're doing, Uncle. How's it going, Auntie? How are you doing? So that now you're a little bit more aware of things to do.
So really, it's focused on Medicare, but you do also handle the scam side as well, right?
Well, healthcare can be a scam industry, right? Because we've got people who are so-called practitioners trying to
and people
steal.
Have been caught in Hawaii.
Yeah. So we have genetic testing scams, COVID-19 related scams, durable medical equipment scams, hospice scams, which is heart-wrenching. We have all these scams falling under healthcare. But then on the side or all around us, we have romance scams. We have investment schemes. We have commerce related schemes. And that's where all that referral with our friends from different agencies.
That's really important because they don't know who to call.
Exactly.
Okay, so call I'm going to give out your phone number.
Yes. Bombard us.
Let me ask you this. Do many people look at their Medicare statement?
Well, I think, you know, I would hope that they do. If they're living alone, it makes it even tougher. So to all of our neighbors who have a hale and have ohana and have familia and have people around us, let's look out for those that are living alone. Let's just make sure that Auntie down the street who only doesn't even have a car is just kind of, can we all just kind of watch out for them? Because that proverbial motto we grew up with, as soon as I became a mother, it was like, it takes a village to raise a child. Yes, it's so true. Came out of Africa. But we like to coin the phrase from Africa to say that it takes our entire state, you know, from Hanalei to Keao, from Haleiwa to Honoka'a, you know, from Ni'ihau to Hawi. I really think that if we could all just really think how blessed we are to live in this incredible place, if we could just pay it back, if it takes one or two times a week, a couple minutes out of ourselves to just check on that solo neighbor of yours, we would be so much better as a hoax. And that's what the word community is, right? It takes work to be a community. We don't just say it out of our mouth.
Yeah. Well, I always, I work with a lot of professionals, business professionals, financial legal professionals. I always tell them, listen, by giving back to the community, that's the rent we pay to live on this earth.
Yes.
And especially for Hawaii, you know, you've been on mainland many times. I lived, you know, half my younger years on the mainland.
Yeah.
There's no place better.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really need to do that. And if we could all spend some time, every one of us, not just a few of us, every one of us, to give back to the community, whether it's working with seniors or kids, it's really, really important. Especially so now, with so many nonprofits right now are kind of hurting.
Yeah.
Grant money is slowly drying up a little bit, but we really need to move forward past this pandemic. But it's just something I think, I just love what you guys have been doing. I've been following you guys for many, many years.
Thank you.
With your media background, Norma, it's just been very valuable. Before we take a short break, let me ask you this. What is one of the most common calls you get? I just want to get our audience to, you can call you for anything, but what's some of the most common calls that you folks receive at Senior Medicare Patrol?
It would have to be either, so it's kind of, you know, a robust tie here, is the Social Security card and giving away their Medicare number. So these are not easy fixes necessarily, depending on the story, but we can be the intervention source to help you address that and be on your merry way again. And you'll be a lot more ma'a, you'll be a lot more knowledgeable the next time around. And I know before we go on break, I really need to spend a few minutes to just really recognize our incredible volunteers who we take as family and train them and make sure that we check for understanding, that we are in their shoes doing the same thing that we're asking them to do. And I think that's why we're, like you say, Percy, and of all people, you would know the word success, to be able to hang in there in the trenches and take something and make it into something with some ROIs, you know, returns on investment, and keep churning that wheel so that exponentially it becomes so powerful that the biggest compliment we could ever have of ourselves once we're gone is that someone else took over our work.
That's always a harder thing with legacy-wise. But anyway, guys, we're here with Norma Kopp from the Senior Medicare Patrol Division under the Executive Office on Aging and Department of Health. Some really, really good information. We're going to take a short break, and hang on, we'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
You've worked hard to make it to this point, faithfully paying your mortgage and putting money into your home. Now you can tap into this equity with the reverse mortgage loan designed specifically for those age 60 and older. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist, NMLS number 582-944. Let him show you how you can use a reverse mortgage to gain a new source of funds, just as you would with a traditional home equity loan that you would get at a local bank, but with additional benefits. Give him a call at 808-234-3117, and he'll show you how a reverse mortgage could be an important tool for you. He lives and works right here in Hawaii and understands Hawaii borrowers. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, here every Sunday as your host for Generations Radio podcast. So thanks for tuning in, guys. And thanks for all the kudos and the thank yous. It's amazing. Almost every day I talk to somebody that listens to the radio show. And you know, Norma, most of the people are not seniors. They're all the kids. Oh, yeah. All the people dealing with their parents. Well, I'm actually 61 now, so a lot of my peers are my age or getting close to 65. And I do get calls from people. Hey, by the way, I'm going to be turning 65 soon. Well, if you're within 3 months, you're going to get a letter from Medicare. or you need to start planning for Medicare. But the best thing to do is Senior Medicare Patrol, smphawaii.org. It's all the information. Great, great media. Great commercials they do. And I just want to let you know, this year's Aging in Place has been canceled for 2021. We are looking at doing two in 2022 in the spring and fall. So look out for that. And actually, this October-November issue coming out very soon will be our last one for this year. 2022, we're actually going to the calendar year, so it'll be January, February, March, April, blah, blah, blah. As well, in January, we'll be actually distributing on Kauai, by the way, to Gather Federal Credit Union, which is the largest credit union there. They have about 6 or 7 branches on a little Kauai. It's amazing. Yeah. I was actually on the west side. I saw, I think, 3 branches going from the west side to town. I passed 3 branches. They've done it. So if you ever, we are looking at doing events over there, by the way. So okay. We have a great connection on Kauai.
Cool.
And thanks to the Gather Federal Credit Union. As well, as you guys know, my day job is a reverse mortgage guy. So as you just heard a commercial, I really spend most of my time counseling families and seniors about how to age in place with regard to reverse mortgage or not. So you can always give me a call. And it's something that I think people need to understand how to, if they want to live in a home long-term wise, using home equity may be an option for them. But anyway, yeah, Medicare, I've seen Medicare, the companies come and go. It's amazing how it's flourished. And you know, I saw a statistic, and I think by the time 2040, the amount of seniors over 65 are going to nearly double.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And that's something I think. And you know, it's amazing. I emailed you the other day. I said, I've done probably 5 different shows on Medicare in the last probably 5 years, and it's amazing how many times. Every time I do a show with a different company, I always learn something new.
That's important. That's good.
It's just that I didn't know about this, and I know about that, and you know, and it's amazing. I'm a few years off from Medicare, but it's amazing how many people just don't do enough research.
Yeah, if you look at the math, you mentioned about, you know, more and more people are not 65 or Medicare enrollees, but listen to your show or just are becoming more sensitive to the aging issues and blessings, if you will. And that's because if you do the math, right, our baby boomers were born January 1st, 1946 through December 31st, 1964. So if you add the 65 years old when we should be entering our retired golden years, the sunset years, that ends up with the year span of 2011 to 2033. We're 2021 and wrapping up. So we are in the throes of this vulture heightened thing called scams. These are people that are predators. We want to make sure that our kupuna, our baby boomers who are caregiving, and as well as our caregivers. We just presented to 100 some licensed caregivers here on Oahu at the Philcom Center a couple months ago and made it very clear that even amongst caregivers who can burn out, there are those that are potentially threatening to their clients and residents. And I saw people nodding their heads that they recognize that some of these caregivers are opportunists. So we need to be mindful of that and be able to protect other households, not just our own, but others. And just word of mouth, education is powerful. And that's why the way it works, Percy, with the S&P program, as with other grants, is we report all as many scams and incidents as we possibly can through our helpline, through our info@smphawaii.org email. Again, info@smphawaii.org email. And what we do is we direct all of the cases to what's called the Office of Inspector General, so OIG for short. And if you just Google OIG report, you will see all of our S&P reports put into our annual review. And this will show you all of the numbers, all of the cases, what Medicare, Medicaid recoveries and savings, all of our chapters have been able to accomplish. And it just really shows that our programs are there for our people. And just use us, utilize our resources, but we'll also turn your listeners on to other resources that they never had before. And usually we get calls saying, thank you so much. I was able to reach so-and-so at such and such agency and I was able to get some assistance. Or thank you so much, I got my Social Security card. Or thank you so much, I got my Medicare card. So for example, we just had Social Security Administration speak to us last week about scams and fraud and how we can partner together with Social Security. Just having slides and presentations is very helpful. And we get access to all of these keynote speakers, all of the best of the best in our fields. And this is a huge resource for our volunteers who never had any of this prior, right? I like to think that we're all not just patients, but consumers of our own health. And if we take that position, we'll be probably more apt to take charge of our own health, help us to be protecting, jealous of our situation so that we don't get mishandled by a phone call or an email or worse yet, a text that just says option one, hit this and you'll win $50. These are all scams or suspected scams. It's always good to remind people. And now with cognition, you talked about cognition decline. People here as well as others, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, Alzheimer's is a trend that's only increasing. So we have people who call again, and that's fine. We need to keep reminding not just our loved ones, but we also are going to be there soon as we are all hitting 65 and then some.
Yep, yep.
That empathy, you know, gets a little thick over the years. I see staff around me nodding, and they're much younger than us. But yeah, one day you'll be
dealing with the parents.
You'll be one of those on the other side and going, I'm so glad I called S&P Hawaii, or I'm so glad I called the Executive Office on Aging, just to get a live voice. We are very clear with our volunteers. Please, please let this voicemail not go past 48 hours. So they're so good about tracking the calls, taking their notes, putting it into our computer system so that we can report it to the national office so that we may be granted another 5 years. So since 1997, we've been blessed. Thanks to you folks for getting the word out. Knowledge is truly powerful. And when we can educate people about us and how to prevent, detect, and report healthcare scams, we're all better for it, because we know Medicare's integrity to be sustainable is always volatile, as with any other kind of health plan.
Yeah, and I think we all know the scams are because they think the seniors won't report it, they'll be afraid, they're not going to tell their kids, or they're so trusting they listen. I had a call, a guy goes, "Hey, by the way, Percy, does Microsoft ever contact you directly?" I said, "What are you talking about?" They kind of contacted me and said they need to fix something on my laptop, so they were able to go on my laptop. I said, "Are they here?" He goes, "No, they're on the mainland or somewhere else. I don't know." Yeah, they can, you know, remotely go into your laptop, change things around, look around your files and see if you have any financial information on there. It's amazing the technology these guys do.
Yeah.
I got a call from a newscaster that you know. Mm-hmm. They say, "Hey, by the way, Percy, how did Social Security get my cell phone? Because they're calling about my mother." I said, "What?" Yeah, Social Security. And on the call ID, by the way, it said Social Security. This is about 3 years ago.
Right.
Social Security number. It's the call ID is still Social Security. She answered the phone. He goes, "Oh, I need your mother's Social Security number." I said, "How did you get my Social Security?" So she called me and said, I don't know how that happened. And I'll be honest with you, I got that call about 6 months ago. All my call ID, it shows Social Security.
Yeah. No, that's why I said early on in the podcast that this is about imposters who look so genuine. But again, we're going to remind our listeners, agencies, Social Security, the IRS, Medicare, Medicaid, you name it, any of these agencies will never call you. They don't even call me, and I work for state and federal, right? We do not call you. We will only snail mail you.
Mail.
We won't email you. We won't text you.
Yeah.
Think about it. Look how busy, right? Look how busy the agencies are. Look how hard it is to get a hold of them, right? Yeah. So why would they even be calling us in Kekaha, Kilauea, Kona, Kenat? That doesn't make sense. So we always tell Kupuna, the other thing too is if it sounds too good, It is a scam. So, in Hawaii, we were just having a conversation earlier at breakfast about how our ancestors, our ninongs, our tatas, our lilo, our kupuna, all of our ancestor pride, they always not just recycled, but they reused all their materials, a plastic bag, the kamaboko stick, when you buy fish cake, everything was reused.
Yep.
So that Depression era, the 30s, they're so cognizant, they're so sensitive to being frugal, right? Being economical. And the other thing with that is that they're kind, they're very compassionate. Our World War II vets are those that went to the Gulf. They're very, very, they'll cut people so much grace.
Yep.
So when it comes to a phone call, they become very compelled to carry on the conversation.
Yeah, well, they haven't talked to anybody in a while, so they want to get somebody on the phone, they will talk to listen to them, they'll talk to you.
So being firm is not being rude. Being direct is not rude. It's smart and it's aloha. It is being smart and wise and protecting yourself. So we talk about this, but we also model it, we role play, so people can actually see what the word acts like or is demonstrated. So our volunteers are trained in various areas. We have volunteers who really only want to do presentations, right? They just want to vala'au and share. And so all of the scripts, all of the slides, everything PowerPoint, everything to do with their visual aids are either created with them or for them, but also they tweak it. So we want people to own it. The other volunteer capacity is counselors. We talk about people on the phone, people checking up on the helpline, making sure they're tracking the notes, making sure it's sent properly in our system so we can report it with, you know, confidentiality stuff protected. The other capacities are information distributors. We have people that know how to distribute information. They don't just leave it on a chair or leave it in a doctor's office. They know how to deliver the message. Another capacity that we do is admin support. They don't want to present. They don't want to counsel. They don't want to pass out distribution. They just want to help me with Excel, or they want to help me, you know, reorganize our lives. We have people that do that. So we have six standard roles, and we don't have any minimum hours, Percy. It's just when you can, you can. If no can, we'll catch you later. No worries. We ask people, come in and join us for a monthly meeting. They're 90 minutes. You have your agenda ahead of time. Nothing is too organic. But when we do a discussion, we want everybody's input or manual to massage the plans for the year or the week or what have you. We also have tremendous learning with speakers, the best of the fields, experts, people that are in the trenches, not just in their corporate offices or what have you. They're out there in the field doing the work that their staff are doing. So there's a lot of genuine learning and a lot of returns on investment. You keep your mind strong. You keep your heart beating. You have new friends. You can keep your old friends. You have technologies if you'd like to learn it. And thanks to you and thanks to other mediums out there that support us, we're able to extend the reach because people visually and audibly heard about S&P. And today is just a wonderful opportunity, Percy, to finally meet you
in person.
Voice, yes. A voice from how many years ago when I listened to this the program that we have people that are aging with us. So yes. I think maybe there's some, not just sympathy, but empathy to the message. And we just want to mahalo everybody here.
Yeah. And so they can call you if they want to have a presentation at their church or their alumni group.
Yes. Okay. We have six standard presentations and then some.
Really?
We have Take Charge, which is our basic foundational help prevent healthcare fraud and scams. We have basic supplemental presentation on how to be a volunteer with us. We don't want to push it, but you know, even the military's volunteer programs, we had 730 people online last November at their national seminar or Hawaii seminar that said, oh yeah, you can talk a little bit about volunteers, even though they are a volunteer program. So we're mindful not to cross the borders with, you know, trying to steal any volunteers. We just want to make sure that people out there who can and want to help are trained properly and then go out there and unleash yourself and help extend the reach of S&P. We also have agencies that call, and we also want to encourage families. If you guys, because of COVID, we can't get out there in person, but if you have Zoom capabilities, we can do presentations with your family, maybe right before dinner or right after church or whatever. We will be happy to do a presentation for your ohana. It doesn't matter. We have families across the oceans, right? So you can all come in, we can do a 20-minute, 30-minute presentation and help all of your family members, your and your grandchildren to be aware of this and help grandma with her cognition or help her remind her about her checkbook and make sure that it's protected, things like that. So we have agencies like healthcare agencies, we have property management companies, we have unions, we have so many different people and groups that want to hear our message. And we have, again, six presentations. So prescription scams, how to protect yourself, that's a foundational one. Medicare and COVID-19 scams, that's huge because the COVID-19.
Especially now, yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. Man, it's amazing the innovation and creativity of these scammers.
Yeah.
So we lay it out there for 30 minutes and people are like, what?
Wow, really?
Yeah, so it's really exciting. And we do a Q&A. And we never tell people, you know, that's a good question, but I don't know the answer. We don't ever say that. We always say, that's a great question, and we'll get back to you in 48 yep. hours. We need to do our research. But for the most part, 99.9%, we're answering the questions.
Yeah.
And if we don't know the answer, we will definitely have the resources.
Yeah, it's so important. Now, a couple of things. I know you guys have a newsletter. Can anybody get your newsletter?
Yes. So we have senators and representatives, and we have agencies. We have, you know, Launa Kea Multipurpose Senior Center. We have everybody on our list and growing. We are into very succinct messaging and large font. So
same
I'm holding
with
up
our magazine.
I'm holding up a two-page, what we call Kukui Gram. Yeah. Our volunteers voted for that title. We had three others, but they opted for everything's voter-led, volunteer-led, volunteer-inspired. And we have people who are volunteers that like to write and edit. And so those skills are put to use. We feature all kinds of stuff. We had the Federal Trade Commission from Los Angeles come in and train us. So they're the closest. Wow. And Hawaii is part of their governance. So we had Delilah Vinson, who is an attorney. It was just a thrill. We had an Olympics theme in July, and we had Richard Sunny Tanabe, right? An Olympiad back in 1956 in the Australian Games, a swimmer, because I love swimming and so do you. And right after that, serendipitously, Carissa Moore wins the gold. So, huh, you know, we were just on high five.
How do people get this?
All of this, we have 1,300, but you know what? We can go 13,000. So please just give us a call. Let us know you want this newsletter. It's very colorful. It's very local.
It's very local.
Borders on Native Hawaiian, you know, indigenous. We want to respect our first peoples here. We also have, in this particular issue, because we go quarterly, I have to announce this. We have the first in all 54 chapters. The first grandparent-grandchild volunteer pairing.
I saw that.
That's May Fuji'i, and that's Kehlani. She's right. From Texas. May is from here. And they are communicating and working together.
That's great.
And I say it's historic, but I really think it's historic.
Well, we needed a story on them in a magazine.
Good.
So if you can contact them, and one of our writers contact them.
Yes.
I saw that story. So you can actually go to smphawaii.org. And if they join your mailing list,
yes,
will they get the newsletter?
Yes.
Okay.
We send this out every quarter, so the next one we're working on is in January.
Got it. Mm-hmm. It's great information, guys. Let's talk about volunteers. I know you're always looking for volunteers. Mm-hmm. What does that entail, basically? No set hours, right? You said?
Correct. So what this is a volunteer program. So I'm not it. I'm the behind-the-scenes person, but right now I'm the voice for it for this program on the air here. So becoming a volunteer is really about experiencing the short term and the lasting impact of your service. So just come in with an open mind and a caring heart. That's all we need. The volunteer opportunities we talked about include distributing brochures if you want, informing others about what we do, how we do it. Sometimes that's more important, right? How we deliver the message. Participating in activities to plan together. It's not just, take, sit down and do nothing, but it's really engaging with the ideas process. You know, want to help us with presentations, whether it's in person, hopefully later on, but right now it's all virtual. We'll teach you Zoom. We'll teach you MS Teams. Also social media. Those of you that would like to learn Facebook or Facebook Live or later on Instagram and Twitter, we're not there yet, but we do have a Facebook page. But really, you learn at your own pace. We know that everybody's busy, and they have other things that happen. It's called life. And so, you know, this is something that can be conveniently put into your repertoire, your schedule, when you want it. So again, our roles are information distributor, administrative support, exhibitor, which is like the community events, health fairs, and so forth, sometime later on when we can, presenter, counselor, and then for somebody that really wants to do more complex cases, things that take a little bit more time, will even allow you to train for what's called complex interaction specialists. So information distributor, admin support, exhibitor, presenter, counselor, and complex interaction specialist. That's six areas. Now, if there's something that doesn't tickle your fancy right now listening to this, we will ask you, what else would you like to do? And we'll find something that will be right up your alley that you can contribute and make impact. The benefits include learning about Medicare in a fun and very informative way, staying healthy, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, socially, which is so important right now with COVID, making new friends that have the interests that you have. You know, being a champion of a worthwhile cause is huge. Also, advocating for your own assets and your own files and your own records and your own legacy. But also, the other thing is just receiving, and for some of us, it's the bad word, right? Computer training. But really, it's really hard not to separate computers from what we do every week. It's really hard, whether you're texting on the phone or keyboarding or, for us, typing. It's good to learn some new things. And at one point, even before COVID, we were training our volunteers for Zoom, and we had no idea in March of 2020 that we would be literally shut down. Like, we had to go into remote work and come up with ways to connect with people regardless.
And thankfully, our volunteers, when it was time to go Zoom on these presentations, they were pretty ready. So we're happy for them. We're
Zoom's
thankful.
Pretty good. I mean, Basically, as long as you have a link that doesn't require a pass, just password, just click on the link, goes right to it.
Yeah.
And it's how to move around on the screen. But lastly, we want to talk about webinar. You guys have been doing a lot of great webinars. And guys, webinars for you seniors, just basically like a TV show on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
I know libraries are limited right now with capacity, but libraries do have available computers. You can check your local library. Make sure you have a vaccination card, though. But they have webinars, which are really, really good. I haven't had time to check in with one of them, but I know you guys do great work. But so I know you have a list up until this September. Yeah, can you tell in the future what kind of webinars
so
coming out?
We have a tongue-in-cheek phrase called, you know, last year was 20/20, so 2020, like hindsight vision. So 2020 webinar series, we have a spring-summer. And then fall, winter. So spring runs April, May, June. We take a break in July. And then fall would be basically September, October. And if we have one, November. So, you know, we've had Hawaii Ship volunteers present on their work. What do they do? Why is it important to be on top of Medicare counseling? What are your health plans? What are your options? What are your benefits? And so forth. We had a whole series on workshop on that. We had Dr. Colin Hayashida, who, you know, talks about engagement even after retirement, living well beyond, you know, beyond 65. What are some of the things that we can do alone together to make life as best as we can? And then hardcore, you know, Medicaid scams with Timothy Tate, Social Security with John Bereksai, Jane Bereksai. So she, you know, she was talking about how heart-wrenching the issues with military and the vets.
Oh, yeah.
And how, the veterans, and how it is important for them to be clear about their decisions and helping them. And she said, I have so much respect for much more so with our military. So we have all these people, and now our volunteers are within reach from them. So awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, Norma, thank you so much. Great information, a lot of information, guys. Go to smphawaii.org, probably the easiest thing to do. Anything regarding seniors, scams, or your Medicare, reading a statement, you want to attend a Zoom call, you want to be a volunteer, give Norma and her group a call. Again, the phone number was
808-586-7281 and toll free 1-800-296-9422. But if anything, just remember smphawaii.org.
Yeah, that's... If you don't have a computer, just call one of your kids or you go down to the library and ask them. But yeah, it's very, very important to stay ahead of all the scams going on. But Norma, I appreciate all what you've been doing. You've been continuing the movement. Thank you so much. Say hello to everybody at the Department of Health and the Executive Office and Agency. So thank
Will
you very
do.
Much.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Everybody, thanks everybody. Have a great weekend. As always, aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
The combination of interest rates at near all-time lows and home values at near all-time highs create a great opportunity to get the most out of your home's built-up equity. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist at MLS number 582-944. If you are 60 or older, you might qualify for a reverse mortgage loan that could turn your equity into extra funds for retirement. Take a few minutes to visit with him about ways this plan could work for you. As a certified senior advisor and being certified in long-term care planning, he has helped many older homeowners just like you to retire more freely. Call him now at 808-234-3117. That's 808-234-3117. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
5914777. Who's got the best deals in Vegas around? Call 5914777 today. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play.
5914777 today.
Good luck,
we go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.